time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolf is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, friend.
Every week, Bruce rewrites a familiar tune in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone. The caller listens to Bruce play his Piano Puzzler and then tries to do two things: name the hidden tune and name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Nathan Stadola is on the phone from Brooklyn, New York. Nathan, welcome.
Hi, glad to be here.
Oh, very glad to have you. Nathan, tell me about music in your life. What role does music play in your world?
I've always enjoyed performing a lot, and I majored in engineering in college, but completed a minor in music and music theory. Before I got my current job, I was a street musician playing accordion on the streets of New York and in the subways for 2 years.
Well, Nathan, Bruce is here at the piano. We don't have an accordion puzzler for you, unfortunately. We have to make do with a piano. So Bruce will play his Piano Puzzler, and then we'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. You all set?
All set.
Okay, Nathan, here's Bruce Adolf with your Piano Puzzler. So, Nathan, what do you think?
So, I definitely think it is Simple Gifts.
Correct.
And for the composer, there's a lot of two against three going on. Then it's a good sign of being Brahms. So I'm going to guess that.
In this case, you're right. It is Brahms.
Oh, good. I was lucky.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there are quite a few. I mean, Debussy uses three against two almost as much, and there are many composers who dabble in it. But, of course, Brahms did pretty much have an obsession with it, and many of his piano works are just filled to the brim with it.
So, and when you say three against two, what does that mean?
It's within the space of a beat, you have the beat divided into two simultaneously as against three. So this one and is dividing it into two. Bum, 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 as opposed to the accompaniment, which is one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two.
Left hand is playing three, right hand is playing two, three against two in the rhythm.
Right. And of course, you can practice your scales that way if you want to. If you go. There are many other things that make this Brahms other than the three against two, of course. The harmonies are very Brahms. It's rich with diminished chords and half diminished chords, and even the cadence. And resolve it to one. And that was very popular with Mendelssohn and Brahms, and sometimes with Schumann. So it's very romantic 19th century.
Simple Gifts in the style of Johannes Brahms. And Nathan, you got it absolutely right on both counts. And now that we know, Bruce, can we hear this one more time?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. simple gifts in the style of Johannes Brahms, the piano puzzler this week from Bruce Adolph, and Nathan Stadola on the phone from Brooklyn, New York. You got both parts on your first guess. Very well done.
Thank you.
How do you hear piano puzzlers when you're not calling in and playing on the air?
I listen to the podcast now. Growing up, I listened to it on WVPA in Vermont, in northeastern Vermont.
So Vermont Public Radio or the podcast from performancetoday.org. Nathan Stadola from Brooklyn, New York, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.